Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Jeremy Kahn will be back on Friday. College football playoffs begin this weekend. Four games. Actually begins on Friday with the first game. Only one game. 8 p.m. This is a barn burner, a doozy. ABC Network and ESPN. 8 o'clock, Alabama travels to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the Sooners. Number 9 versus number 8. Number 9 travels to number 8. This, when you look at it, this could be the best matchup of the first round, unless you think Miami, Texas A&M is going to be a good one. But Alabama, Oklahoma, Oklahoma beat Alabama earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Be a good game.
Yeah, I mean I think Miami may be a better game actually.
Think so?
But when you've got two. Just, legacy powers like this, when you got Alabama and Oklahoma, it's hard to ignore that. To me, that's a must-watch game.
Now, Alabama-Oklahoma was two-point game when they played in the regular season. I think it was like 23-21. Mm-hmm. I think Texas A&M runs through Miami.
So do I.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good game at all. Yeah. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I don't think anything of James Madison versus Oregon. Tulane, Ole Miss.
No.
Those are games that shouldn't even play.
Well, that gets me to my issue with this. Yes, those are games you probably shouldn't even play because there are teams left out of the playoff that I'd much rather see than James Madison or Tulane. And that's an issue for me where it's like, come on. Those are the rules. Well, change the rules. It's like, I get it. But are you really seeing the best teams in college football now? I don't think so. You get guys you have to put in because of the way this is crafted.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think these are all the best schools.
Do you think there's a problem with the way it's constructed?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's fair the way it's constructed?
I think there's a problem with it. Because, the fact is you have two real conferences now. There's four power conferences. There's two. Honestly, it's the Big Ten and the SEC. The ACC is so down now. It's like... I don't know. I don't like the way this is constructed. I think Ole Miss is going to just, run all over Tulane. So I don't see that as much of a game. And Oregon and James Madison, really? What do we expect here?
So you can look fair two different ways. Fair is there's only two power conferences, so if you're not in the power conference, you never have a chance to have the schedule to where you actually earn your way in the playoffs. Or fair is too bad. Fair is all relative. However you want to look at fair, that's what fair is. For me, you know, I'm like, hey, man, you know, get your game up. Join us. Joining us right now from The Athletic is Ralph Russo. What's up, Ralph?
Boys, how are you this morning?
Doing well, man. Right. I'm going to ask you the question I just asked Ed before we get to the matchups. The 12 teams in the college football playoffs, we can all agree, are not the best 12 teams in the country. So, is the current format for playoff brackets fair or not?
No. No, you're right. I mean, part of the reason why it's not inherently fair is if you're giving certain teams, if you're conceding that, oh, hey, we're going to take the 23rd best team and the 19th best team rather than the 12th and the 11th and the 12th. I mean, brackets are always supposed to be a little imbalanced, right? You want the higher seeds to get a little advantage, but that's a huge advantage, right? Potentially, you know, if you're playing a 21-point favorite in the first round and another team is playing an underdog, and your other team is playing a 3-point underdog, like that seems like you're giving too much of an advantage to certain teams. So I would say, no, it's not fair.
How about the way Notre Dame is treated? Is that fair or unfair? Like, I think they're one of the teams that should have been in it. But however, on the other side, haven't had a national championship in a long time, so why are they treated like royalty?
Oh, I mean, so there's a difference between sort of the way they're treated on because of their brand and because these other conferences want them involved. I think a little much was made of the idea that they've gotten certain things handed to them in terms of voting privileges. They're treated like a conference, right?
Yeah.
Technically, Notre Dame within the structure of the playoff is treated like a conference. It boils down to this, like why don't the conferences shut out Notre Dame, right? I hear that a lot. Why don't they do something to force Notre Dame to join a conference? And guys, it comes down to this. Notre Dame can only join one conference. So if you're the Big Ten, you're not going to force Notre Dame to join a conference thinking, well, what if they don't join ours? And if you're the SEC, you're not going to force Notre Dame to join a conference and have them pushed into the Big Ten,
because
that makes your competition better. So it's better for those conferences for Notre Dame to remain something of an independent free agent, because then you can engage with them too. Whereas if they're in a conference, all their value gets pushed into that conference.
Ralph Russo from The Athletic joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. All right, Ralph, we know the number the teams 1-4, but in the first round, you have Oregon, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and you may want to put Miami in that, I guess, or Alabama. Who's the best team of the first round?
Yeah, and I would extend it all the way out, because I'm a little sketchy on Alabama. That whole Alabama-Oklahoma game is kind of interesting to me, but I think Miami's good enough to win a game or two here. Now, they might not win any, because playing at Texas A&M is going to be awfully hard.
12 man.
And A&M is really good too. But I think that when you look at that 5-10, I think you have a bunch of teams that home field advantage, and, you know, it would be the difference if you talked about them, you know, going head-to-head. The best of the bunch, I mean, it's kind of a cop-out to have the fifth seed, right, as the best of the bunch, because by nature that's supposed to be the best, and that would be Oregon. I do think Oregon's capable of winning a national championship, and if I was trying to be a little more creative as opposed to just picking the fifth seed, I would probably take – you know, the winner of the A&M-Miami game, I think, has a chance to do some real damage in this thing. Let's put it that way. Like, I think Oklahoma-Alabama winner is probably facing a pretty uphill task in its next game, especially if it's Oklahoma. Their offense is just so limited. But I think Texas A&M-Miami winner could actually maybe even get through to a final You know, listen, I mean, they're playing, you know, Ohio State in the second round, so that's going to be a tall order. But I do think those two teams are really good. I don't know if I really answered your question there, Rob. But
no, you kind of did, because it kind of proves the point. I think a lot of these teams are kind of the same.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that Texas Tech is not as much different either.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State is a different animal. I know they lost to Indiana. I think that's the team that when this is all said and done, if Ohio State is holding the trophy, we might go, you know, it was a lot of parity this year, except for that team,
yeah.
Right? Because even when we saw them lose to Indiana, it was a game where you kind of went, probably should have won that. Probably, you know, a couple fourth downs here and they win that game. And that's no slight to Indiana. So I feel like a lot of the teams, you know, other than Ohio State are in this, you know, are within a few points of each other. So I think that we're set up for a lot of really good matchups, of course, other than I think two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two. And I'm still stuck on those. Let's go back. You're talking about, Tulane, Ole Miss, 17.5-point underdogs. And, of course, Oregon is, you know, giving up 21 against James Madison. Just that being said, and going back to the way we opened this segment, do you think there'll be any changes in the future, either to the structure of this playoff or the structure of the conferences where, you know, the Power Four is really now a Power Two?
So there's a couple of things that are still being talked about. Until January 23rd, they have a deadline. January 23rd, they have a deadline to get back to ESPN, the commissioners, the conferences, and say, hey, how big is this damn thing going to be next year? Like, they
right.
keep punting
right.
on making that decision. So that's a big change, right? Like, conceivably, they could go to 16. They might even go to 24. I think there's still some talk. I don't know how serious it is. I think at this point, it's all pretty much died down about, you know, multiple automatic bids. But I think it's more a matter of, at this point, 16, the Big Ten is interested in 24, or maybe it just stays the same because they can't come to an agreement. If it stays at 12, I could see, and even if it goes to 16, I could see the possibility, especially depending on the way these games go this weekend, those two games in particular, of the format being tweaked to say, hey, you got to be in the top 16. You got to be in the top 18. You got to be in the top 20, right?
Yeah.
Like, just to put some kind – now, I don't know if that's fair, and I'm not sure if it's the greatest idea, but I do understand this idea of, like, hey, we just – took out the 11th best team and replaced it with the 23rd, if you look at James Madison.
Right.
And just going back, right, just to go back to where we started, having a 21-point underdog in this thing, like, what is the value of that?
No.
Like, we definitely want to keep these other conferences involved and engaged, but do we need two of them, and do we need them to be a 21-point underdog? I think it's super fascinating what happens this weekend with those two games, insofar as, like, I think those teams might be playing for their spots in the future to a certain degree. If they're competitive and we show a little mm-hmm. more fight there, but if it's a 45-10 game heading into the fourth quarter, I think it fuels the fire to maybe look at, like, hey, we're not going to kick you out of this thing altogether, but we got to have some standards here.
Go 42-5-10 then. Real quick, Ralph, we're up against time, and I know it's tough yes or no question, but I need a yes or no. Has the college football playoffs killed bowl games?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 It's unfortunate, but yeah. Yeah. Listen, people are still watching them because they want things to bet during December. So they're not going away, but they're not what they used to be. Yeah.
Ralph Russo, thanks a lot, my friend. How can folks follow you on social media?
Oh, Ralph D. Russo, ATH. Ralph D. Russo, ATH on what used to be Twitter, now X. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you too, my friend. Yeah, my former boss with the AP. Ralph Russo, yes. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rick Dempsey, my man, joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Rich Eisen said earlier this week the league needs, it would be more fun if the Chiefs were good. Do you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
You open the fridge, There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Man, you're going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs when the AFC playoffs are hitting. You're going to miss the buzz. You're going to miss the pizzazz. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank with no time left. You're going to miss something. The AFC playoffs will have less juice to it without the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know what the controversy is.
I don't either.
The Chiefs have become that team. Whether you like them or you hate them, you feel something. They are polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Who has no opinion about the Chiefs?
I have one.
So aren't those the teams that you want to see playing more? The ones that everybody has an opinion about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Buffalo Bills have gotten to the point where everybody has an opinion about them. What have they done?
I don't think the Bills are as hateable for some reason.
Oh, I hate them.
You hate them.
But I don't think everybody has an opinion about them is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the Chiefs I just genuinely dislike. Just... they became the new Patriots. They seem like they get, you know, favoritism in the league, and then the stats were borne out.
See?
You know.
Bring it on. That's what you, bring it on.
Yeah.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Listen, the Patriots, the hatred for the Patriots is dead. Unless Drake May starts becoming Pat Mahomes, you don't hate him.
No.
You don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Name, other than Drake May, name four people on the Patriots.
Yeah. Mike Vrabel.
The Steelers are... really, anybody come from in the AFC North, no one's going to take them seriously. Even though they could make a run, no one's really, you don't hate anybody there. Jacksonville. Texans.
No.
Indy. What? What's your opinion? Denver.
It's like
Chargers. What's your opinion? You have no opinion. There's no sex appeal to any of the AFC teams. There's nothing sexy. Go ahead, Joe.
Don't you underestimate how hard I can hate. I can find something to dislike about every single one of those teams.
Give me one. Give me. All right, I'm gonna throw a team at you. You tell me what you hate about them. All right, Texans.
Just don't like Houston.
Okay, that's kind of petty. Colts.
They moved.
Yeah, that's an easy one around here, man. Man, I've heard plenty about it.
Chargers.
Chargers. Jim Harbaugh.
Okay, I was gonna go with that one too. I was gonna go with that one. I just don't hate any. I don't hate anybody. But if the Steelers get there, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute.
That one's easy. That's cute. I don't want them to win.
You want to get them in the playoffs just so they can get disappointed again.
I, for one, will love not seeing Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift.
Not me,
and I'm gonna revel in it. I have no problem with it at all.
Let's jump to the NFC side. Who can you hate? The Eagles?
Oh, that's just their fan base is just annoying as hell.
The Bears?
That one is a little bit harder. Caleb Williams.
I love Caleb Williams.
I don't feel it.
I love Caleb Williams. We're gonna fight. Packers.
Jordan Love.
How do you hate little kid Jordan Love?
Little kid Jordan
Love? He's the
little
kid next door.
That's why I don't like him.
That knocks on your door for Halloween candy. It's little Jordan Love,
get
man.
Off my lawn, Jordan Love.
Little Jordan. The Buccaneers. What do you hate about them?
I have a coworker that really likes them.
I knew that was coming. All right, the Panthers. If you say Bryce Young, I'm going to jump on you like a spider monkey.
No, I see. I like the Panthers because it makes Ed say Panthers.
Panthers. All right, Rams.
Rams. I can't believe they did that to all those nice people in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is having Matt Stafford's going to win MVP with the same or worse stats that Lamar had last year, and he didn't win.
I don't believe what I just heard. Who hates Matt Stafford? I've never heard anybody that ever said they hated Matt Stafford. Was that for real?
Yeah.
Probably. Nobody hates Matthew Stafford, man.
Like I said, don't underestimate.
Seahawks, 49ers, there's nobody in this team, in this playoff that you can genuinely hate.
Seahawks? Mike McDonald.
Your former defensive coordinator?
Yeah, man. I don't want him to have success. And Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, that's easy to hate.
For 49ers?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how petty I am. I still hate the 49ers because they chose Steve Young over Joe Montana.
That was 30 years ago.
Don't care. I hate the Milwaukee Brewers because Earl Weaver
career the first time. 82?
Yeah, because of that law. I see that. Look, man, you talking about hatred? You talking about pettiness? You want to challenge me in petty? Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. 410-583-1057. You all don't want to admit it, but Rich Eisen was right. You're going to miss the Chiefs in the playoffs this year. You're going to miss it. And the reason why you didn't miss the Patriots in the playoffs because Tom Brady left and went to the Buccaneers. And you start loving them then. You hated them with the Patriots. You're going to miss the Chiefs. You're going to miss not having Patrick Mahomes. You're going to miss not having Travis Kelce. You may not miss Taylor Swift. I'll go with you on that one. But come on. Chiefs are great. The Chiefs have become like, I don't want to say the Yankees because they're not really, they're not that legendary. You know, maybe a Dodgers team not going to the playoffs, something like that. A recent dynasty. That's what they are. And they may not get there next year because Patrick Mahomes may be out most of the year next year.
I think he's going to be out most of the year from what I'm reading. Because doesn't he have two tears?
Yeah, significant.
ACL and LCL.
Okay, let me ask you two this question. And be honest with yourselves. You can lie to me, but be honest with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be a shame for their dynasty to end this way?
No.
Joe?
I genuinely don't like those.
Wouldn't it be a shame for the dynasty to end this way?
Yeah, it's just a shame.
That's what a pity.
It's a real shame. Anyway.
I'm not going to miss them. I'm happy the Jaguars are in and some teams I haven't seen in a while.
Am I the only one in here with a heart?
Yeah, that's what you have.
King Petty over here.
Yes. I'm the only one with a heart. Rick Dempsey joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rich Eisen said, The league is going to be would be more fun if the Chiefs were good and in the playoffs. I agree with Rich. Or do you agree with Joe and Ed? Give us a call, 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer here. Show a little more respect.
I didn't know that he had such, he was a renaissance man. He can play football, he can act, he can sing.
Oh, man. Patriots, you said the Patriots. The Chiefs are out of the playoff scenario. Their quarterback is done for the rest of this year. Probably most of next year as well, Ed. I didn't see that coming.
Not anybody saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you fall hard. Not just a stumble.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of ESPN, had this to say earlier this week.
You're going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs when the AFC playoffs are hitting. You're going to miss the buzz. You're going to miss the pizzazz. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank with no time left. You're going to miss something. The AFC playoffs will have less juice to it without the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Raise your hands if you hate Duke. But you want Duke in the NCAA tournament. You hate Duke, but they have more. Everybody hates Duke. But why is it more viewers when Duke's in the Final Four?
Why the Yankees bring eyes?
Everybody hates the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have more viewers than anybody else on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Why? You hate them? Don't tell me you're not watching. You're watching. Stop trying to be a tough guy. When they're playing, you're watching. No one says, I'm not watching. Why? Because the Chiefs are playing. I'm not watching. Why? Because the Cowboys are playing. Makes you watch because you hate them. Andre and Glen Burnie. What's up, Andre?
Hey, Rob. First of all, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, sir.
It's something missing when one or the other one is y'all missing from there. Y'all three are a great trio.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
I just want to say that I'm in agreement with Rich Eisen and also you about that, because I found myself during the season, there was times, you know, I wanted the Chiefs to lose, but at the same time I said, but I still want them to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because it's a standard that they have there. It's just like when the Ravens finally got past the Patriots. You know, it was that Tom Brady, his wife, and the Crafts and everybody. You just wanted to beat the standard, because then you felt like you really accomplished something. And that same thing with the Chiefs. They're the standard right now, and you want to get past them. You know, I think this year, because the AFC is so muddled right now, you really don't know who's the dominant team. It's something missing without the Chiefs there. If the Chiefs were there and you go through and you win it all, you say, hey, I went through the standard, and that's what makes it even look better.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
For me, in my world, girls high school basketball, you know what the standard is? St. Francis Academy. I want them to be good every year. You know why? I don't want to beat them when they're bad.
Yep.
They are the standard. Say what you want. Make up all the lies about them and all those things. That's fine. They are the standard.
Yeah.
I want to beat them when they're the standard. I don't want to beat them when they had a down year. I mean, who wants that? Nobody wants that. You know what I mean? I want them when they have three losses and you're one of them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want them when they have, man, they lost 12 games last year. You're one of 12 teams that got them. Who wants this? So what?
Yep, no, I'm with you.
I want them good. You don't want the Patriots. I mean, they keep saying the Patriots, the Chiefs bad. You want them good. Go to playoffs. I love it when a Duke kid cries late in the game in the NCAA tournament. It's a tournament to me now. A Dukie cried. Let's go to Pigtown and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you,
man?
Oh, man, I'm just right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Well, for me, with the with this Rich Eisen, I'm in total disagreement, because as a Ravens fan, and I hear T.J. Watt hurt, we look at the calendar and say, good, he won't be back. So it's kind of the same thing, like, good, they won't be back. But I will say, as far as the Chiefs, my brother asked me, I didn't want to see Patrick Mahomes go out like that. because I want him to suffer just like Joe Burrow and keep playing for nothing for the rest of the season. That's just my opinion on it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number.
Baltimore. Interesting perspective. Want to see him suffer by keep playing.
So he wanted to be hurt and still play.
Yes.
See, that I look at suffering this way. I want you to get all the way there and lose. That's suffering. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I was ready to call in early and give Jeremy and Joe a shovel, man, for Monday because I said I'm reporting live from Jamaica. And they said, yeah, Trippy reporting live from Baltimore, but it's all good. Hey, I ain't really hear what y'all was saying about Rich, right? But I'm one of them fans. I'm not too high on injuries, right? But I never forget that one time when Tyler Huntley, I don't even like bringing it up, but, you know, that Bengals team went to the Super Bowl, man. And to this day, Bengals fans still talk about that. Like, you know what I mean? But Lamar was hurt. But I look at it like this, right? It makes me mad, right, Rob? Week one, we lose. We lose to the Chiefs. Just imagine, right, if we would have won all them games right now. Even with Pat Mahomes hurt. You can't tell me we wouldn't go to the Super Bowl. But we still got a chance, though. You know what I mean? I don't believe in the Bills. And
Let me ask you a question before you get to your next one. You don't believe in the Bills. What makes you believe in the Ravens?
Did I say I believe in the Ravens?
You said they got a chance.
I said we got a chance.
Okay.
Bro.
All right. Okay.
Remember before the season, everybody asked me, hey, Trippy, you think we can go to the Super Bowl? I said we got a chance with stuff like this. So right now, me saying the chance don't look too bad, right? But I know y'all about to hang up on me. Hey, Mike. I mean, not Mike. Hey, Joe, stop hating on my man, Mike, man. I ain't going to lie. The Ravens don't win the Super Bowl. I pray that the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Hello? So
McDonald.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. But other than that, man, y'all have a great day. Hey, Ed, my guy, man. Have a great Tuesday. I mean, Wednesday.
Yeah, man, you too.
Yeah, man. Stop hating on this man, Mike.
Every guy is Trippy's man. I don't. Until he's rude to them, and then it's Rashad Bateman and Marlon Humphrey. You know damn well that's why he doesn't like them.
Because they were rude to him?
Because Marlon blocked him on Instagram or Twitter, and then Rashad didn't give him the light of day after a game.
Yeah. I'm just not part of that generation, man. I don't get it. I wouldn't know whether somebody blocked me on social media or not.
It's not real life.
I post. Half the time, I don't even read. I read when I'm on a show because it adds to the show. X is it. Other than that, I just post. Post and keep it moving. Someone said to me, are you coming to our party next week? I didn't know anything about it. We posted it on Facebook. I got a phone number.
Oh, I love that.
I got a phone. I don't sit and scroll through Facebook and read crap. I don't do that. How you going to put an invitation on Facebook? Really?
It's the same thing with people do email and stuff. I mean, you guys don't read your email. We get like dozens to hundreds a day sometimes from everybody in the world soliciting to come on and like.
I have 69,000 unread email.
Yeah.
You think I got 63,000.
You think I'm honestly reading your invitation on Facebook?
You should see how many text messages Rob has that he hasn't answered.
Oh, 720.
720.
Yeah, it's unreal.
That's crazy.
I'm not reading your invitation on Facebook. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to get invited to the White House and he might not see it.
Hey, President, why didn't you invite me?
Rob Long stood me up. Not a nice guy. Not a nice guy. Very mean guy.
It's going to be the best party ever.
It'd been great. Rob wasn't there.
Rick Dempsey joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, do you think Drake May is a top 5 quarterback in the league? Is he starting to grow on you a little bit? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, 8:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rick Dempsey joins us at 9. Jerry Bembry very fittingly joins us at 9:30 to talk about his New York Knickerbockers, who won the title last night, the in-season title last night. But right now, Drake May, you see him as a top five quarterback in the league, Ed, right now?
No.
Today.
I just can't. I mean, it was the second year in the league. Body works, I don't know.
Who are your top five?
It's still going to be the usuals. It's going to be like Lamar, mm-hmm. Allen.
Mm-hmm. You still have Lamar top five?
Yeah.
Lamar, Allen, Mahomes?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to put them up there.
Burrow?
Burrow for sure.
And number five
and
would
then be? Baker Mayfield, I'd say.
I'll say this. I think he can be, but when Lamar won the MVP his second year, I didn't make him top five yet either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I made Lamar top five to his second MVP.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Around that time.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, the year after his MVP was the pandemic season. He was sick.
Yeah.
That next year, was he hurt again that following year? He had a couple of injury years where I thought, like Drake May, he has the potential to be that dude, but I can't anoint him that dude yet.
Yeah, because right now you'd have to have like Dak Prescott in your top five, if you're going to go by current day. He's leading the league in passing yards anyway. So, I mean, I guess he would have to, you know, if we're going to do it just by, you know, now, and I get it, where, you know, I'm putting a lot more into historical greatness where these guys are, you know, guys are MVP winners and, you know, been to Super Bowls like Burrow and stuff. Yeah, I'd put them in there.
410-583-1057, that's the number. I mean, you look at this kid, he's unbelievable, though, Drake May. I like him a lot. I'm with you. I don't know if I could put him in top five category yet because this could be just an incredible year.
Yeah.
You know, and again, mm-hmm. that's how I looked at Lamar, his MVP year. Could have been an incredible year. But in 14 games, Drake May has completed 71% of his passes for 3,567 yards. He's going to go over 4,000 yards within 16 games. So he's not going to need game 17 if he stays healthy to go over 4,000 yards. He has 23 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. His passer rate is 109.1. Not a huge runner, but he can make some things happen.
Yeah, he can run.
He has 362 yards rushing with 4 touchdowns, averaging 4 yards a carry. So he can run. Last year he ran a little bit better, ran fewer times last year for more yards, a better average.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to run too many read options with, but he's a guy that can get around and buy mm-hmm. some time and pick up some yards yeah. for himself.
For sure. It is interesting, though. I mean, we're talking, I guess, this kind of, this whole conversation, even with Drake May, and it all kind of goes back to the Chiefs. Everything has changed now with him out of the playoffs. In my, because it's been, what's it been, 10 years?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's not going to be the same, and things have changed a lot, and things are kind of upside down right now, where they didn't even win the division. They didn't win the division. They're not even going to the playoffs. You're talking about teams like the Bears are back in prominence. The Jaguars are right in the first place, mm-hmm. you know, the team now. Things are different.
You said 10 years, and folks, keep in mind, the Chiefs were doing this playoff-wise before Patrick Mahomes. It's just Mahomes took them to mm-hmm. that next level. But the Chiefs being in the playoffs is not just the Patrick Mahomes thing.
Yeah. It's been good. I mean, they've had an incredible run. Incredible run. And I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I'm not cheering to see Mahomes writhing in pain. But I don't miss the Chiefs in the playoffs this year. And before he got hurt, they weren't playing that well anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they're out of the play. He got hurt on the final drive
yeah.
of the game.
I mean, so it's not like they were going anywhere anyway.
You think this is a football team that is about to go through those changes and can get through it? Like I said to you, I don't know if Andy Reid comes back.
I don't know if Kelce comes back.
I think he's done.
And so do I.
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes' injury and the fact that it could be long-term mm-hmm. could be a domino effect for the franchise. I'm not saying he'll never bounce back from it because he is that guy, but it could be an issue. It could be a problem.
Yeah, it could be a problem. Yeah.
Joe's over there reveling in it. Out of the new teams in the AFC, who's the next potential dynasty in your opinion?
Next potential dynasty? I don't know if there is another dynasty coming up.
We said that with the Chiefs or the Patriots. Fell off, mm-hmm. and there was one.
I don't see it because it's not any of the teams that you would usually look at, like the Bills, Ravens, Steelers. None of them. Chiefs are out.
I would love to say the Chargers, but Jim Harbaugh wears himself. He wears you out. I don't know if he can stay around long enough to have a dynasty. You got to stay around at least 10 years or so as a coach to do that. And he,
we have to have multiple appearances.
He wears you out. Yeah. He doesn't hang around too long. So I can't say them. I don't believe it's the Jaguars. I believe out of all the teams right now, the younger teams with the young quarterbacks.
Texans.
Patriots. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
We don't want to say it.
I know.
But again.
I don't want to say it. And I don't want to see it. But it's very possible.
I think quietly right now we're living in the next dynasty. Because I don't think. As much as they have regular season woes and problems, I don't think the Eagles are done. I think we're living in it right now. I think they've got another 2 or 3 years in them, and then they'll pass the torch.
Might. Their offensive line is not looking good. That was like the key to their success.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking real good. Saquon's having a bad year because of it, for him anyway.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the standings right now as we're sitting here. I'm looking at the Patriots at 11-3 is just really blowing me away. And I'm thinking back to the summer, pulling up to this building, going to my coffee across the street, listening to the radio and saying, oh, you know, Patriots are going to be much improved. Then the Broncos, they should be in it somehow. Broncos are 12-2 and the Patriots 11-3. The two best records in the AFC.
My predictions aren't as good as yours is right now, but they're contending for the playoffs. Remember, mine was the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as good as yours. But they're right where I thought they would be. I don't think you thought those teams would be this good.
No, I had the Chargers winning the division in the West. I had the Bills winning again in the East. From now, I did not.
Jerry Bembry joins us to talk Knicks and NBA at 9:30, but on the other side, Rick Dempsey. See what the legend has to say about the Orioles' offseason transactions. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.